This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No rest for the Sammy. He's got another EcoWater SoCal pregame show coming up at 4:40 today. But as he does each and every Monday, we get to talk to our pre- and post-game show host Sam Levitt here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. I've been sitting here with the YouTube stream pulled up during the commercial break and all the fun videos that Paulie has playing there during the commercial. What a job by Paulie, right?
Excellent.
No detail is ignored. Just terrific job, as always.
Can you see Ben's gray hair that we were talking about? Now, he's got a different filter on. He has like a yellowing filter. It's the jaundice.
I have a yellowing filter.
The jaundice light on to make him look like he's jaundiced. Can you see his gray hair?
I cannot see his gray hair. Ben has a great head of hair.
He does.
I mean, he's got a great head of hair for TV. But yes, his camera does look a little bit different than everybody else's, but
yeah.
that must be the fancy new ring lights they have in there.
Sometimes
I put on the ring light to make myself look good.
Yeah, he is you're very yellow in this one.
Sammy, do you have any gray hairs?
The hepatitis.
I do. I have a few. There's one that's pretty noticeable when I comb my hair a certain way. So I do. To be honest, though, I've had a couple of grays for a while, like going back to, I think, even in my mid-20s. So I don't think it's multiplied that badly. I've got a few more, but for now, it's not a dire situation.
Well, covering baseball will give them to
that's
you.
That's true.
You know, covering
can,
the San
now,
Diego.
Can he use just for Ben, or is that just for me?
No, we got to do just for Sam.
Just for Sam
yeah,
as well?
Just for Sam. Okay. We'll make you your own. But covering the San Diego Padres, it's gray hair inducing. I mean, it absolutely can be. Watching really a tale of two teams sometimes, Sammy, and it sounded like Ben was turd polishing earlier. He actually wasn't, was saying, you know, and I think I misspoke. I said they were 13 and 13. They're 12 and 12, you know, but I can't decide, Sam. Am I happy about being .500 against the level of competition we've played? Playing poorly in some games, certainly, which is going to happen from time to time. But I'm also very encouraged by this team. I'm really, as it stands, kind of on the fence and fairly optimistic and happy about the San Diego Padres as we sit here today.
Yeah, I think you can feel all those things, Woodsy. I think based on their schedule, to be .500 right now is okay. And look, if you go and look at their schedule really through late May, early June, it's tough. I don't know that enough people realize this. It's a tough early season schedule. I haven't went and looked to see where their schedule, if there's even in baseball somewhere to look at this, like strength of schedule for a period of time. But it's a tough schedule. They've got a lot of teams that should be right in the postseason mix throughout May into early June. So this is going to be a tough test for a while. I think the fact that they're sitting at .500, the fact they've shown you some really nice characteristics and qualities as a team, so far
Shut it down. Just start it over. Lost Sammy for a second.
We can have him try to either call back in or not. I wanted to ask Sam. He tweeted, and other people have noticed this as well, but he tweeted after the game yesterday. Once again, Robert Suarez threw nothing but four-seam fastballs in the ninth inning today. He's now thrown nearly exclusively four-seamers in his last six appearances.
Incredible.
The handful of sinkers, which are essentially just slightly modified fastballs as well. No change-ups, no sliders.
Has he thrown a sinker? Are we sure he's thrown a sinker?
Heat. I'm not even 100% sure he's thrown a sinker.
A sinker is essentially a two-seam fastball. I'm pretty sure he's just thrown four-seamers.
Sammy, we're talking about your tweet about Robert Suarez. Six appearances dating back to now the Cubs series, I believe, or even the Giants series, where he has not allowed a run, and he's not really thrown anything but fastballs. You said maybe some sinkers in there, but they're all pretty darn hard, and
yeah.
He's not mixing it up. He's not moving it around.
No,
he's just
up,
challenging
no curveball,
everybody. And while the success has absolutely been there, I totally get, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Until they show that they can beat you, why would you do anything else? But if I'm an opposing hitter, I mean, the scouting report's out. Go up there and you are hunting nothing but 100-mile-an-hour gas. Someone's going to get him eventually. There's never been a pitcher who has ever been able to live on one pitch.
I'm sure there has. Mariano Rivera lived on one
That's
pitch
true.
For 100 years. And the other thing,
but
too,
it wasn't
is
a straight fastball.
No, it was a cutter. But, I mean, if you locate, there's no reason. You need, as a closer, there's no reason. And there, no one's making contact
not,
up
I mean,
this guy.
I mean, a lot of them are down the middle, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them are down the middle.
Yeah, it's
Sammy,
an,
what are, what
it's
are you,
an electric
what are you
fastball.
Have you talked to anybody about this?
Well, I talked to Robert about it about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks. And at that point, he may have gone two or three outings where he had thrown exclusively four seamers. I think that may have actually been before he even mixed in a sinker. And he said to me that he has confidence in that pitch and that if he can locate it, it feels like he can perform really, really well. So, he did mention using the changeup a little bit, you know, to mix things up. But he clearly has a lot of confidence in that pitch. And I'm not at this point of the season, I'm not all that worried about it of guys, you know, hunting fastballs. You know, look, we know Robert Suarez has that changeup that can be really, really devastating. Obviously, he has the variation of the fastball. And I'm sure when he's reading swings and going throughout an outing, yeah, if he's facing a team that looks like they're dialed in on a fastball, he'll make the necessary adjustments. I just think it's interesting more than anything.
It
right?
is
and,
so interesting.
Going back to it. Yeah.
I guess just for me, I know he has that changeup.
But even the threat, man, the threat of knowing that.
Even just throwing one away occasionally, like in the dirt, just so the other team knows it's still there. The fact that you've
they
gone
know
six
it's there.
Straight.
But they know
they?
It's yes,
I mean,
they know
at this point,
it's there.
At this point, if I was facing Robert Suarez, I'd just be sitting heat. And if he beats me with a changeup, good for him. But if he's gone six straight appearances in a span of somewhere around 60 to 70 pitches without throwing anything else, I'm not looking for anything else. And if he fools me, good on him. But I've got to be sitting fastball at this point.
I think you could sit fastball for the rest of your
life.
Well,
I couldn't,
you would.
But I feel like guys like eventually like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and players like that. I've been told that major league players can hit a fastball.
They
no matter
can.
How hard it is, they eventually will hit the fastball.
It's just he's got that life to it that it's working. Knock on wood, man. He's going to Colorado. All bets are out the window. I don't even if he gives one up in Colorado, I don't even blame him because it's Colorado, Sammy. But he's out there doing his job.
Yeah.
Getting those last three outs, the toughest ones to get, certainly. But for the rest of the guys, I think one thing we haven't touched on this morning is I suffer from a lot of confusion about lineups every day. And, you know, I understand Graham Pauly had the big error the other night. There's times in yesterday's game, too. I'm like, look, Mike Schilt said as much on Saturday. Quote from him in Kevin Acey's piece. Yeah, Tyler Wade's pretty much a utility player. And then he kind of backtracked and was like, it doesn't mean he can't play every day. It still surprises me that Tyler gets that fourth at bat. If he's going to start the game, fine. But he gets that fourth at bat late in the game. Do you think that's defensive only? I know Eggie's been subbed in for defense at times. We have four guys covering third base essentially at this point,
right,
Sammy, waiting for Manny to get back. So I'm just a little bit confused about usage, and you can't call Paulie up here to just sit on the bench again.
Well, look, I agree with you on that for sure. And I felt this way coming out of spring training, and quite frankly, I have been a little bit surprised based on what was said during spring training, how Paulie has been used at least to this point in the major leagues. I mean, I really felt like coming out of spring training, if Paulie was going to be on this team, he was going to get a real chance to play almost every day, right? Because that's what made sense to me. And honestly, that's kind of what we heard coming out of spring training. If a young guy like a Merrill or a Paulie made the team, you know, that they would probably be in a situation where they play mostly every day. And obviously that has not been anywhere close to the case so far. So, look, I'm very intrigued to see what happens now this time around. You know, look, yesterday facing a right-hander, and Chris Bassett. It wasn't Graham Pauly. It was Tyler Wade who got the start. Look, Pauly did have the error the day before. I don't think with a young player like that, who has such limited experience at the major league level, I don't think you can literally play it game to game, right? It can't be a situation where if Pauly makes an error or he takes an over that he's not playing the next day. To be honest, Woodsy and Ben and Paul, I'm not totally sure of what the plan's going to be moving forward, because I would have said coming out of spring training that Pauly's going to play almost every day, and that didn't happen. So we'll see. Again, you know, just initially, if you're going to call him back up from AAA, it would indicate to me he's at least going to play more. But you're right. It's been a total revolving door at third base, and some of that just is what it is, right? I mean, you have Rosario and Wade who have been platooning, and along with Pauly when he's been here. You know, and I suppose if you're just looking at it from a performance standpoint, yeah, there hasn't been one guy that's like stepped forward and grabbed that position and said, I'm playing every day. You know, if a guy really has an opportunity to do that with the way things are set up, and obviously Manny eventually coming back to third base as well. But I'm very intrigued to see what the playing time looks like for Graham Pauly. Because again, if he's here from AAA El Paso, after you already sent him back down to the minor leagues, I just feel like he's got to get a chance to get some run and play most days and get some consistent at-bats and really see what he can do, because to this point he hasn't had that opportunity, quite simply. So we'll see, but point, and even since Paulie's been back the last couple of days, you know, that hasn't been the case so far. So I think it's an intriguing storyline until Manny's playing third base again.
Well, and Eggy, I think, is the best defensive third baseman that they have right now, but you can't throw. I mean, I guess you could throw him in the lineup against right-handers. He just doesn't hit right-handers.
He made a bad play yesterday.
He did. Yeah. He did. Yeah. I mean,
that's a good point. And I think that, like, you know, yesterday, and it was asked about Mike Schilt after the game on Saturday, actually, why Eggy stayed in for a second at bat. That was the eighth inning. He had pinch hit for Pauly in the seventh, had a double, if you remember, and then in the eighth inning, he actually stayed in for an at-bat against the righty Swanson, and they decided to keep him in against the righty. I don't know if that's any indication of anything, but, you know, Eggy's had some nice moments offensively, and I did understand in that spot saying, you know what, let's keep him in against the righty. He just hit a double.
Yeah.
You know, so I got it. But, yeah, it continues to be kind of a, you know, an interesting situation at third base with how that playing time is getting divvied up.
As you both kind of indicated, this all changes when Manny Machado is back and playing third base regularly. Then it's a DH issue. We've seen Donovan Solano playing over the weekend in El Paso, perhaps getting closer to his debut with the San Diego Padres. Have you heard anything lately? I know we ask a lot about Manny's return.
Yeah.
I know he's got a paternity leave likely coming up soon as well. We're not sure when that is. Is there anything that you got this weekend, an update on where Manny is?
I didn't. The last time that we heard Mike Schilt talk about it was last weekend in L.A. And it was, you know, I think what I said to you a week ago, where, you know, obviously it seems like a very, very fluid situation based on Manny and how that arm's feeling and how that throwing program is going. And I think also it's very clear that when he does play third base, it's not going to be him playing third base every single day right away. It's going to be third base, then maybe a DH day, then, you know, they're going to ease him in. So I still think we are a bit of a ways away from Manny playing third base every single day like we're accustomed to him doing. You know, but again, a little ways away. I don't know. Is that, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks? Is that 2-3 weeks? I don't know at this point. I continue to get the sense, though, based on everything, you know, you hear, that it just continues to be sort of a fluid situation based on his recovery process. So no, as far as updates in the last week, no, I don't have anything more for you.
Did also see that, speaking of the minor leagues, Leodales de Vries is going to head to Lake Elsinore. And you did a great job, by the way. We played some of the audio, Sam, last week of your stint calling game for the Lake Elsinore Storm. Was that a lot of fun?
Yeah, it was. I had a lot of fun, actually, doing it. I had never been up there to the Diamond at Lake Elsinore. Really nice ballpark. Great broadcast booth. And it was, I had a lot of fun. Beautiful area over there. I'd never been up there. So It was cool, and obviously Dylan Head is you know, the top prospect as far as rankings that's with them right now, and they're going to get DeVries reportedly, which is awesome, and I would imagine he'll probably be there for a while for how young he is. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. I kind of felt like I was at home sitting in a minor league broadcast booth, and there is something really nice about it, and meeting all the people in the press box up there at Lake Elsinore. I had a lot of fun, and appreciate them having me up there. It was a blast.
Keep crushing, buddy.
Yep, Sammy, I get the EcoWater SoCal pregame show 4:40 today. Dylan Cease on the mound against Austin Gomber. Sammy will have all the details for you this afternoon. Rest up, and we'll hear from you again in 8 or 9 hours.
All right, guys, thanks so much. And I'm sorry about my phone earlier. I don't know. I'm
sitting in my apartment. It's not just it happens to everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's literally by the kitchen, and my apartment's not very big. It's a one-bedroom here in PB. But in the kitchen, literally just a total dead zone over there for the cell phone.
Yeah, I got it in my house, too.
It's ridiculous.
Just dead. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. And I was sitting on the other side, so I don't know what happened, but, yeah, it's not great.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, see ya.